Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com.
Futures are slightly up pre-market. Jason, talk to us about AI. Is it actually increasing profitability of U.S. corporations?
Yes, but not enough yet. Investors are starting to ask the question about AI, and it's a different question. The debate shifted from who is spending the most to who's actually earning the most.
Right.
So we're going from this imagination stage to the application stage. So markets are really now a little less tolerant about unlimited capital expenditures without a clear path to actual monetization. So it's basically what I call the seesaw challenge. If companies actually listen to shareholders and curb the spending, those that receive the spend, semiconductors and others, could get hit. It's for this reason and others that AI return on investment has to materialize and come to fruition sooner than later.
I completely agree with that, but let's talk about this anxiousness that we're seeing in the market, especially last week. I mean, if you look at the last 3 months even, the market has not really moved all that much. Where is this anxiousness coming from?
Well, after this earnings season, which has been spectacular, I think we get into worry season. The market's feeling the cumulative weight of several headwinds, whether it's rising long-term rates, the expanding war with Iran, higher gas prices, little room for the Fed to do anything, maybe even raise rates, skepticism, as I said earlier, regarding spending on AI. And now you have the emerging chance of a blue sweep. So while a pullback is healthy, what we really need to avoid something more meaningful to the downside, or better yet, more upside, is an end to this war and return on investment when it comes to AI.
And you talked about this a little bit last week, but while we sit on our hands as investors, where is the money going?
Well, money has definitely been rotating, and for good reason. You're seeing bonds as a very good alternative with rates higher where they are now. Secondly, other parts of the market that are a little cheaper, a little bit more cyclical and value-oriented, whether it be financials, industrials, materials, healthcare as a defensive play, all have and will probably continue to be the beneficiary of money rotating a little bit out of the tech trade.
Completely agree with you. We'll keep watching those areas of the market. Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.